Good morning. I am still at the swing set and I have another question for you. How long will you be at war with yourself? How long will you be your worst enemy? How long until you learn how to be your own friend? I realize in my own reflections that I have been my own saboteur. I've been my own worst enemy. I've been instrumental in harming myself, whether it's through word or deed or denial. You know what I mean? Allowing other people to pick me apart and not standing up for myself, I have been my own worst enemy. And it's not been working out too well for your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many things that I want to try, but I don't have the self-confidence to do it. And I try to figure out, where did it come from? It came from other people, yes. But at some point, those people no longer had to be there. I started to adopt that same language, those same beliefs for myself. Listening to people talk down and question me and all that stuff, I started to believe them. You know what I mean? And it got so bad that even the idea of self-love became toxic. Like, how dare I love myself? How dare I be kind to myself? I can't show myself grace. I got to be hard on myself. And it even showed in how I saw God. I thought that God was looking at me and saying, you know, you're an awful person. You know, I'm just waiting for a chance to smite you and to punish you. And I realized that that was man. That wasn't God. And nor was that me. Those ideas of self-abuse, I didn't learn from myself. I came into the world a bright, full human being, like loving herself, loving everything about herself, loving what I do, trusting myself, right? Thinking that I am talented, that I am beautiful and all this other stuff. And it wasn't until I was deprogrammed by this culture that I live in to not trust myself, to not see myself as beautiful, like all the messaging from people, all the bullying from, you know, my fellow classmates, all that stuff. That's why I learned it. And has it been helpful for my journey? Absolutely not. If anything, this is what I'm working through when I want to post a video or create a song or, you know, go on vacation or do something without other people's permission. Because I've been my own worst enemy. And I think I'm just stepping into a season where I just want to be nice to myself, right? Sometimes I post videos and it makes me sad because I get some pushback from people who say, this is not realistic, self-love, like this is delusional. You thinking that you have worth outside of what you do is delusional. And my heart breaks for them because I'm like, you really believe that? And at a point, I believe that too. I felt that same way, that I don't have worth unless I'm doing something for other people. I don't have worth unless I'm seen by other people, unless other people buy my stuff or support my music or whatever. Like, I just created more benchmarks for me for people to meet, for myself to meet in order to be loved, right? It went from earning good grades to getting a good job to making enough money, you know what I'm saying, to having the right job. It went, you know, to like, oh, should I get a doctorate degree? And again, nothing's wrong with any of this. But I was using those things to bully me, to say like, you're still not enough. And I'm here to tell you that if you're your own enemy, nothing will ever be enough. You have to take a stand at some point. You have to trust yourself at some point. At some point, you got to stop being your own enemy and be your own friend. And that takes work. It takes relearning myself. It takes time. It takes forgiveness. It takes being angry. It takes crying. It's a lot of work, but I'm loving the gentleness, I love the gentleness that I'm showing myself. I love the kindness that I'm showing myself. I pulled up to the park and I'm like, you know what? I feel like going to the park. So I got out the car and I went to the park and here I am. Little things like that, giving myself space and grace to explore my curiosities or what's calling to me, not questioning it and saying, that's stupid, girl. We got other stuff to do. There are more important things to do. Why is sitting at a park on a swing not important? Why is my joy not important? Right? So I ask you the same question. How long will you be your own enemy? How long will you be your own enemy? We've all picked up conditioning and programming from other people. So like, have grace with yourself, right? Obviously. We live in a world that is constantly telling us that we're not enough. That who we are is not enough, what we have to offer is not enough, demanding more from us. There's never like, oh, you've done enough, girl, have rest. No, like you gotta choose that for yourself. And I'm realizing every day it's reconfirmed that like, I gotta be the first place of liberation, right? I can't ask people to be kind to me. I mean, I can ask people to be kind to me, but even if they don't honor it, I can still honor that. right? What can I change? What can I do? And the most, like, as a birdie, and the most, like, rebellious thing I can do to push back against this narrative that I'm not enough is to love myself, is to be my own friend, is to work with myself, stop making things hard for myself, and trust that I'm worthy of good things. Trust that I am a good person. Trust that I am trustworthy. That's a whole thing. Because I spent so much time denying myself the ability to chase my dreams or to do what I want to do, because I beat myself up so bad, I stopped trusting myself. So therefore, when I had an idea, I couldn't do it. Because I'm like, oh, I don't follow through on stuff. Why don't I follow through on stuff? Because I don't really believe in myself. And that's the hard work. That's like, that's the unlearning and the relearning that I'm doing currently. But I do want to ask you, are you your own friend? Why are you not worthy of your own friendliness? Why are you not worthy of your own companionship? Your own acceptance? You are gracing yourself with yourself. You know what I mean? Like, and you are a good thing because you're here. Because you're here. So yes, how long until you're your own friend? How long will you keep being your own enemy? How is that working out for you? I imagine not very well. We become harsh with ourselves and with others. Our relationships are strained because our first relationship with ourselves is strained. You know? So there's a lot of things I'm working through in real time, and I want to share that with you as they come to me, little nuggets, little questions, maybe something to journal about for yourself. But are you your own friend? What does that look like? What does being your own friend look like? For me, it's being gentle with myself, kind to myself, actually allowing my ideas to fester for a little bit like they're legitimate ideas, giving myself grace, not being so hard on myself, not working against myself. That's another one, right? Like, again, I talk about this example all the time. If I know I don't like the gym, why am I making myself sign up for the gym membership? Why can't I just walk in nature? Because I love doing that. Why can't that count? Why can't I jump rope? Why can't I hula hoop? Why can't I play tennis or sports? Because that brings me joy. That's being my own friend. Because I would never force my friend to do something they don't like doing, right? Like, that's not being kind. It's not being thoughtful or generous. It's being selfish. It's being mean. It's being cruel. Yeah, so I don't want to be, if I'm seeking to be free, if I'm seeking to be loved, I need to start here, right? And obviously with God, like, I know I'm loved by God, but this is the work. This is the work, accepting that love from God, accepting the love from people, accepting the fact that I have faults and it's okay to be wrong. That's also being kind to myself, right? That I don't have to have everything together because I'm not God. I haven't been here before. This is my first time doing this. This is my first time living this life. You know what I mean? And if anything, even if I don't have no friends, what I'm very committed to is being my own friend. And luckily, I have beautiful friends. So that's a wonder. But the fact that they treat me better than I treat myself, that's a problem. That's a problem. So I'm going in, I'm going deep, and I want to take you with me. But I hope that you ask yourself the same question. And I hope that you start being your own friend. Seeing yourself as someone worthy of love and affection and attention. Worthy of yourself. You know what I mean? So I love you. And I'll talk to you on the next video. Bye-bye.